What's up, Omaha? Hope you had a great 4th of July weekend. Today's episode is a little bit more of an opinion piece, and that is, are we in a housing bubble? In my personal opinion, I don't believe that we're in a housing bubble due to a couple factors. The first factor is that interest rates are still holding very low across the market here. So buyers are still very interested in houses, and you're still seeing multiple offer situations on houses. We don't expect that to really change here in 2021. The next biggest thing is that most people that own houses are actually usually overqualified for the properties that they do end up getting. Meaning that when you listen to the news or different things like that, a lot of naysayers are talking about how the government has been paying renters and mortgage payments for people across the United States, including Omaha and the Lincoln area. But say that does happen and a lot of houses do go into foreclosure, it does not necessarily mean that houses are going to plummet in price. I think that's going to be more, if that happens, I believe that's going to be more of an equalizing factor in today's market. We're talking about a market where you're seeing 5, 10, 15 offers of potential buyers per house. There are a lot of buyers out there, so even if a large number of houses do go into foreclosure for whatever reason, it's actually going to help you in the long run. I believe it's going to help equalize the market so that sellers do not have all of the power, and you as a buyer are going to have a little bit more of an edge when negotiating contracts. Now you'll be able to get appraisals, inspections, you'll be able to ask for different things. You won't have to pay over appraised value. You won't have to pay sellers closing costs and different things like that if that comes around. So it's going to be more of an equalizing factor into today's market. Omaha has been in a seller's market for the better part of 5 or 6 years, and it's been gradually getting more and more leaning towards the seller market, kind of coming to a plateau here in the 2020-21 season for the housing market, the housing market that we're currently in for buyers. And kind of the last thing that is really keeping those buyers interested, especially here in Omaha, besides low interest rates, a lot of rentals are getting very expensive for you to be able to afford and stay within them. You're looking at single bedroom apartments going to $1,000. You go in two bedrooms, you're getting up to that $1,200-$1,300. People can afford a lot of house for that monthly payment. And that's why you've seen a surge in millennials and a number of people that would normally rent in today's market that are really focusing in on purchasing a house and investing in themselves, because rentals are no longer the affordable option here in Omaha and Lincoln. Those are the biggest three reasons that I believe we're not really in a housing bubble. I believe it's more of hopefully a way to equalize the market a little bit and help buyers out. And if you think there's something else that's coming up, I'd love to hear from you. Discuss what you see happening in the market and see if it's something that is actually going to happen. But have a great rest of your week, and hope this information helped you.